Welcome to the podcast of Apostle Essel Twabo. Apostle Essel Twabo is the founder and senior pastor of Kingdom Life Chapel International. He is an apostolic voice raised by God for this generation. He preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, followed by signs and wonders. We believe that God will transform your life as you listen to this podcast.
Hallelujah. Once more, let me greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. To all the pastors, you are greeted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The register that is circulating should circulate before the word. Amen. So that when I'm preaching, people must focus on what we are doing. Amen. What is more important is this word. Hallelujah. The register will fall away one day. Amen. But the word of God is forever. Say to your neighbor, the word of God is forever. Amen. We have started a series some weeks ago or days ago, amen, on the fear of God, amen. And our main verse, it is Job 1:1-2-3, amen, where apart from the characters or characteristics that were in Job, apart from being upright, apart from being blameless, but Job also, he was a man who feared God. Hallelujah. He also hated evil. I think we're going to talk about some of these things in future, but for now, we are dealing with fearing God. Amen. Now, on Wednesday, we're talking about familiarity as one of the main reasons that makes people not to fear God. Familiarity. To be too familiar with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we said familiarity means knowing someone or something so well and in such a way as to cause you to lose your admiration, respect, and sense of awe. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we went on to say, when Jesus says, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward, we then say God can be represented by a person. In other words, you can be familiar with God directly or indirectly. Amen. So sometimes we then read this a verse there about David. When David was dancing, and then, you know, an accident happened in his trouser, and the wife, who was familiar with him, began to rebuke him, amen, because of how she felt the thing was embarrassing. And David said, I will continue to be a fool more. For God, I will dance even more. Hallelujah. So we listed people that are potential, you know, people that can actually fall prey of this sickness called familiarity. Amen. Now, I'm not sure if they recorded the message. I will not go back there because it was a lot of teaching. Amen. But you know, then we on Friday, we went to Matox because Matox, we have services at 6. Now, the previous Sunday, I taught them on the importance of coming early at church. That was one of the things I taught them. The second one was that weather should never be a reason why they cannot go to church. Amen. Now, on Friday, they were early. On Friday. I taught them on Sunday. On Friday, they were early. Amen. You know why? They are not familiar with me. Like some people that I know from somewhere. Now, where I want to get to, a certain lady there who came, who walked a long distance to come to church. Now, before I went there, the Holy Spirit told me that He will deliver people that have delays in their lives. People that they will be, when they are just about to get their breakthroughs, something will happen and they will not get those breakthroughs. And the Lord said He will be delivering those people that Friday. So, now, I ministered. As I was ministering after, you know, doing an altar call for people to be born again, and then I called the people that God told me about. And they came. Now, as I was praying for them, demons started to manifest in almost all of them. One lady who was, you know, crying in the testimony now, saying she has been working, but she does not know what her money does. It just disappears in a way she cannot explain. Now, as she was being delivered, you could see the hand. She was busy with the hand, and, you know, it was like there is something she is removing from the hand as she was manifesting. And immediately she fell down, and that was her deliverance. Now, the one that I want to talk about that is relevant to what I am saying about familiarity. It started to rain, and there was even lightnings from where she stays. I think she's like about 10 kilometers away from the church. And as she was seeing the weather, and she realized that I'm walking a long distance and it's raining, she says, I remembered the word of Apostle. I said, it is raining, I'm going far, and I must be early. Therefore, I am going. She went to church, walking. Now, she was part of the people that God was delivering. Now, her, she had something that was moving in her stomach, something that was like life. That she has been suffering from this thing that was so painful. When it starts moving, she will be like crazy. How she was delivered, whilst I was still teaching, I was not preaching, I was just teaching. She says, while I was still teaching, the thing started to move. And she could feel that the thing was disappearing. It left the body physically, even though we could not see it, but to her, it was something she could feel, and it left the body. And I realized that how many of us were having issues, even in our families, that by just listening and stop being familiar with your man of God. Because I've realized that some people, they just come to church late intentionally. I don't know for what. But you can see that this person, this thing, it's either is demonic or it's intentional. But the reason is one, is familiarity. Because if I can say Sunday, prophet so-and-so is coming, you will be the first one to come. Even if you can be quiet, I'm talking to you. Say to a neighbor, you see now, I think you are, because it's long that I've been looking at you. Hallelujah. So on Sunday, we spoke about familiarity. You know, Mazaron, familiarity is one thing that neutralized practically the anointing that was upon Jesus. As anointed as he was, when he came to the people who think they know him, he could not do much. He wanted to, but he could not. Do you know that, Mazaron, as your pastor, one thing for sure, I want all of you to prosper. All of you. Because if you don't prosper, you are my problem. Amen. But when you prosper, I think even me somehow, I will prosper. Organja, if you are prospering, how can I be, you know, struggling? Unless, of course, you are somehow. Amen. So it is my prayer every day that God should prosper you in all ways. Amen. But I cannot do anything like Jesus. I can't if you are too familiar. I may sound like what's it about? I'm still in the spirit. Even the thing I'm talking about now is not in the notes of my preaching that I'm supposed to preach today. But I believe that it is important for you to know, because some of you, your breakthroughs, look, that woman, if she saw the weather and she was also not feeling good in the body, by the way, she was sick. But she decided to walk to church for her own deliverance. Some of you, you stay at home for whatever reason that are so physical, only to find that your breakthrough was in you coming to church. Hallelujah. I like to make practical examples about people that I know that they will not be offended. I remember Good Friday, Mama Reggie, you know, she was supposed to go to a wedding somewhere, a family wedding. But when she heard that I wanted people here, she changed. She came. Amen. And in her coming, the pain that she was always having from the car accident she had, that was the end of that pain. By just deciding to listen to her pastor. So sometimes, you know, familiarity will prolong your sickness. Because on the day that you are supposed to be delivered is the day that the demons will say, "Watswana unrapelechi before ntwe isale hona." Only to find that that was your day of freedom. Hallelujah. If you feel that I'm talking gawena, kibulela gawena. I always tell you that that is how God speaks. God speaks in your mind. If in your mind wanana watsiba kinana re murutu bulela ka nna. Tsiba uri modimo wa u butsa uri eh u bulela ka wena. So change. Hallelujah. You know what I'm going to start doing now? I will pray for the sick. Praying for the sick, it will be one of the first things that we'll do in the program of the church. Yeah. So that those who come at their times, they will be waiting for prayer until the service is over. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know that my messages are not nice, especially for people who don't fear God. But if you fear God, they are very nice and they are sweet.
Because they are in the scripture.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying to you, Jesus, who was the Son of God, when he went to Nazareth, to people who thought they know him, the Bible says Jesus could not do much there,
except few headaches of stress.
But real problems, he could not touch them. Because people, whilst he's busy preaching, they already know what he's going to say. They already know why is he saying what he's saying. He's saying this because I did this. And when they do that, they are neutralizing the anointing that was meant to help them.
Hallelujah. Maybe you will smile when we are dealing now with the teacher. Maybe uri now what's back the rele busika satla kisitli that day hani wa bulala so. But anyway, you got the taste. Amen. The fact that you are not here when I was preaching it means I was not really talking about it because you were not here. But because you are here today, I am talking about you. And I'm talking to you. Amen. Say to your neighbor, it looks like he's not scared of you. Hallelujah. So we are continuing on the fear of God this morning. Hallelujah. You know, this is one of the very powerful topics that I ever preached in this church. This one. Of the fear of God. Proverbs number 9 verse 10, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, if you don't fear God, you are not wise. And if you are not wise, you are a foolish person. You are a fool if you don't fear God. That is why it is important for you as a Christian to fear God. I'm not talking about fearing me. I'm talking about fearing God. Because as long as I tell you of what God says, then you can fear God that is speaking through me. But if I'm telling you something that is not in the scripture, then you have no reason to worry. And you are welcome. We have made that door of entrance not to be big when you enter only. Even when you exit, it's a big door. So that when the pastor starts teaching things that are not in the scripture, you must go fast. I know that when you came to church, you were going so slow. You are getting inside hell. Mara, when you go home, 100 meters. So, I am saying to you, as long as I teach you things that are in the scripture, they must not offend you. Hallelujah. Because also offense comes from the devil somehow. Amen. Now, my subtitle says the fear of the Lord is his treasure. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Isaiah 33 verse 6. I will read two translations, the New King James and NIV. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Hey, Bazalwane. May God give you the ability to understand what the Spirit is saying to you. May you not miss anything. Because, you know, I read these verses, but as I'm reading them now, it's like I'm reading them for the first time. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Of your times. If you have got these two things, you have stability of all the time you have on this earth. And the strength of salvation. This is the wisdom and understanding. It is the strength, the mandla, it's power of your salvation. In other words, as you are a Christian who says, I am born again, if you are not wise,
and you don't have understanding, your salvation has no strength.
Let me repeat this one.
The Bible says, wisdom and understanding, and knowledge, will be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation. Hey, this is a powerful verse, yo. I read it as I was preparing, but it's like you are staying more in it this morning. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation. You are saved. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes, you are born again. You are even baptized in big water, in a, you know, swimming pool, if it was a swimming pool or a river. You are born again. But the foundation, the stability, the strength of your salvation lies on wisdom and understanding. If you lack wisdom and you lack understanding, your salvation will be something of 1 month. When you see people backslide, it's a sign that it's either they intentionally or because of ignorance, they have lost wisdom and they have lost knowledge. That is why God says, my people are destroyed, not because of witchcraft or poverty, but because of lack of wisdom. If you have wisdom, your salvation is not shaken. A lot of Christians, they are born again until the next offense. Once they are offended, especially if they are offended by the pastor, therefore is the end of salvation. As if the pastor died for you. Did you see a black man with a shishkop on the cross dying for you? Jesus is the one who died for you, not me. I never died for you. That is why you should never do things to please me. Amen. You know, as we are checking in the mornings, I decided intentionally not to check in whilst I'm praying. Because prayer is my lifestyle. I realize that sometimes I pray the whole night. When she wakes up, she will find me praying. In fact, when I wake her up, it's not always Dilojamol Fasi. I wake her up by noise of prayer. Hallelujah. So I realize that if I'm saying check in at 11 and check out at 5 a.m., so I realize that sometimes, not to cause confusion, because I'm training you, 1 hour is a minimum you can do as a Christian. It's a minimum. It's not like you have arrived. If you are still struggling to pray 1 hour and you call yourself a Christian, just 1 hour. You can't pray for an hour. You must start your own religion of prayerlessness. Hallelujah. But you need to get to a level where prayer is not just a 1 hour thing. You pray. If you are driving to Johannesburg alone, you praise the Lord, because you know that no one will disturb you. When you just get out of the gate, if you're driving manual, Mamro sika la ba la ba ra ba riere bere be shianda la ba ra ba sikere bere ya la ba ra ba ra ba shianda pipi mamro sheke tele bele be si. At the robot, it breaks, you stop. Makata la ba la ba shianda la. If you see that they will disturb you, you close the window. Makashata la ba ya la ba ra ba si ya la ba. Let them think you are crazy. When you are a Christian, sometimes you must see the mouth moving without the voice. We must see you walking and talking alone, and people in the neighborhood, they must say, the lady, since he began to go to that church, something, there is a screw that is loose. They don't know that you are communicating with the ones they cannot see. You cannot see him by your naked eye, but by your spirit you can see him, because you don't walk by sight, but you walk by faith.
Hallelujah. May you get to that level.
I was still saying, do things not for me. Amen. And I bless the Lord for the guys who have been consistent checking in. I've not checked in for the whole week. And they're continuing checking in. Because they're not doing it for me. And others, even if I check in, up until you are deep in problems, you will remember to pray. Because sometimes when things are fine, there's no reason to pray. Especially if you're not wise. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to get, you know, the Bible says Job. The verse number one of the book of Job. I think I must go back there for the sake of those that were not here. This series, it's long, so I may not finish everything today. The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz in Job 1, verse 1, 2 to 3. And the man was blameless, upright, and one who feared God. That's what we are talking about. And he hated evil. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And I want you to continue. Go to the next verse. Verse number four. And his sons went and feast in their houses every one his day. And sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. Go down. Verse number five, be fast there. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. I want you to see that. He is rising what time? Early in the morning. And he offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. This sacrifice here, you know, it's not just burning things and he ends there. He was praying on behalf of his family every day, as rich as he was. He was the richest in the East, but yet this man, every morning, he was praying. Because this man feared God. And the Bible says, when you read the book of Job, continuing with other verses and chapters, you realize that Job lost everything he had. As he was losing everything he had, Job never cursed his God. Because Job was not standing at the things or on the things that he had. He was standing on the fear of God. He was standing on the word of God. He was standing on wisdom and knowledge. Because these things, if you stand on them, your salvation is intact. Don't wait until these things are tested. Because you will be tested. And God, you know, when he talks about Job, God, when a breaking amzalwane called Job, he does not say, you need my servant Job. I've blessed him. He has a triple story. He does not talk about those nonsenses, because these things are temporal, and these things are things that when God tests us, he will test us with these things. If you have not been tested yet with it, that is why I respect sisters and brothers that went through divorce and they are still standing and they are saying, Jesus is Lord. And they are still preaching regardless what people say about them or to them. But they are still saying, Jesus is Lord and Jesus can keep your marriage. Because if things did not work well in my marriage, I am not standing on my marriage. I'm not standing on my husband. I'm not standing on my wife. I'm standing on knowledge. And I'm standing on understanding. I'm standing on the word of God. I fear the one who called me. And the Bible says, when Job lost everything, Job did not waver. Even when the wife was saying to him, curse this God and die, Job refused to curse the God, because he realized that God, he blessed Abraham and Eve when they were naked. And as they are naked and not ashamed, they were under the blessing.
Ladies and gentlemen, blessing does not mean the things you have. Blessing does not mean the house you have. Blessing does not mean the tender. Blessing does not mean millions. Because millions disappear within a second.
I hate that. In fact, the issue of invoice. You know, invoice would come and say, 3 million in my bank account. Tomorrow, 50,000.
Money is something that God will test you with. Your job, that's what He will test you with. If you are a Christian, your children, God will test you using them. God will test you using your husband. He will allow your husband to be something that you have never thought he would be. Just to test your faith. Your wife will tend to be a Jezebel right in your eyes. And do karat. Ha! And God is testing your character. Will you stick around? Will you say Jesus is Lord when you are going through what you are going through?
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching to you. People who don't know, who know me now. It's easy to, I choose like, you know, when you come and you see at the parking lot. And you say,
The cars I'm driving now are even smaller. Those who came here before you, they will tell you that there were 2-4 pipes. One was a slatter. One was not.
Amen.
But you know, when you follow God, sometimes the 4 pipes will disappear.
Yes. And after they disappear, you preach more and you say, God is God. The 4 pipes found me praising Jesus. When they disappeared, I'm still praising Jesus. And I'm seeing God now bringing them back again. And I'm no more buying them now. And people are coming outside and say, Pastor, here is a vrupa. You are a man of God.
Pastor Luan, stand on wisdom. Wisdom and understanding. When you come to church, listen to the word. Don't concentrate on the things that are offending. There are more things that God is saying to you that are building you than one thing that talked about you coming late to church intentionally.
What about all these things? You know, one boy that, you know, I would say I made by the grace of God, took him from the rural areas having nothing. I employed him in my business. I took him to schools. Huh? When the boy saw a few thousands, the boy changed. And I said, boy, arisamai gamho. Boy, now it's a man like Pezulu. Hey! And you know what happened? The car is gone. The job is gone. Now, when you meet him, you don't know whether this boy is born again or what, because he is just something that is no more a Christian. You must never think these things, Bazalwan. These things we, because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And these things, hey, Bazalwan, they will follow us. Even if you don't want it, they will call you and say, come and sign the contract. And say, I'm so busy. What's about? Why? You are seeking God. You are seeking His kingdom. As long as you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you will not go down.
If you are looking like you're going down, it's because it's just a valley. There is somewhere that you'll begin to namella.
But ha!
We thought it is over. They will see you going up again. Because you are not standing on the things. You are standing on Jehovah.
That is why our churches, they don't grow like a balloon. Hey, because we teach the truth. And people are manyagi niti. How will I learn niti fella? But hey, you know, there's a yeah, that there were some business people who are coming because they were like, well, I'm not a business person, so bagasirinya ke chalet. How fit I'm going to chal. Hey, but now I'm rich anymore. They went to the saloon, my wife's saloon, and they were saying, you know, we love your church. But problem, hey, we're in business, so we're zama. There are too hard. Yeah. Because the way we get our jobs is not proper. So we cannot allow a person every Sunday is teaching us that be straight. No. Give me sing more. Pastor Lon, God will prosper you more. More. I'm saying he will prosper you here. Hallelujah. I did business for almost 10 years. I don't remember doing something called marketing strategy. Marketing the business. I never done it. There is my wife, is my witness. Even her, I opened a business for her and we had a paper there. She received calls. But hey, we want a woman here. Without applying. When others are applying and they are blocking them, you will not apply. They will call you. Why? Because you are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look, when you are wearing your skirt properly as a born-again Christian, they will call you and say, "Rinyaga unyalawe." Ariboni silo mararia unyaga. We want to marry you. And then the one who is wearing a 2-centimeter skirt, and you realize that they are just seeing a cow or a donkey. That's what I don't like about his teachings. Hallelujah. I'm not called to make you smile. I'm called to take you to Jesus. I'm called that when you die, you go to heaven. I'm not raising sissies of the gospel. Excuse me, Baba Zalwan. One mistake, you are dead. One dog when you are near. Hello! That's why the reason is that Kereke Murut, Kirila Kiata, one of them trying with Eshweu, in a revival, Eshkachu. I'm not raising sissies, I'm raising soldiers. Yeah. Apostolic kids must be apostles themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm raising soul winners, not bench warmers. Amen. Do something for God. Job, the Bible says, as rich as he was, every day in the morning, obviously was not sleeping on the ground. His bed was big. If they were having king-size bed, that's what he had. But he would never be late for a prayer meeting. Because he realized that I have this big bed because of this God. I have these children because of this God. I have this wife because of this God. I have all these donkeys and horses because of this God. Therefore, even when these things can be taken away, I know that this God will still give me others. You are not the first person that you lose something. You are not. Don't hang yourself as if you are the only person. The Bible says there is no temptation that is only for you. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. You know, Bazalwan, I was watching the funeral of Mama Winnie. You know, when you are an evangelist, because when you're an apostle, you flow in all these offices. You see a sermon in everything. Checking the documentary of this woman, how she suffered for us as a nation, the whole of her life. When others were in exile and others were in prison, she was literally facing, you see her clapping white people with big guns. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? When they take a boy, they put him in the van, she would come and open the van and pull the boy out. When we got democracy, they forgot about her. Instead, they spoke all the things that would make her to never make it as a president. But look at this woman. She lived until 80. Is it 81? Until 81. She never thought of killing herself. And she never thought of leaving her organization. She stayed in the organization even though it betrayed her. I said, this woman, we are not hearing that she was born again. Yes, she was a Christian, but there is nothing that says she was a Mzalwan. And we have got Mzalwane who leave the church by just one thing that was said about, just a word. We are talking about a woman, she was beaten. No one protected her, but she still stayed until the grave. How can a politician stand for leadership more than believers? She stays. She says, I believe the cause that I'm called for this organization. I'm not going to leave it. Even when others who are in power are doing things that she was not agreeing with, she stayed there and continuing being straight. We are talking about the church here. What are you standing on? Because if you don't fear God, one little thing will take you out of the house of God, and it will take you out of the will of God. Hallelujah. We are talking about the fear of the Lord. Job never wavered in trusting God. He says, I know my Redeemer lives. I have lost everything, but God is alive. Don't think that God is limited to your resources. Even if you don't have resources, God is still God. Even if you can be sick, we pray for you, remain sick until you die. God will not change because you died. He's still Modim. Because we don't know everything about God. We are still searching the scriptures. Hallelujah. I can pray for you. I've prayed for people that God healed. But I know that there is a time that I can pray for a person now, tomorrow is dead. And I will not stop praying for people. But you, if you can pray for someone, what well? What about these times when this thing was working? Hallelujah. So, I'm saying to you this morning, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. I'm still in verse number 6. And the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Isaiah 33 verse 6. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Maybe we'll get the interpretation better on NIV. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Hey. In Jehovah, there is treasure. And the key to this treasure is in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't, you know, you're still going to hear people testifying here. People are going to testify. They will find you here and testify you here and leave you in the same position if you don't fear God. Because the key to get into the treasures of heaven, it is in the fear of God. You know, this part of the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. It's put at the bottom of the verse, not on the top. Why? Because You know, Jesus says, if you want me, search the scriptures. In John 5:39, it says, you search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life. But the scriptures, they point to me. So as you are searching scriptures, you are searching to find Christ in the scripture. If you don't find the scripture, you just find Papa in the scripture only. Go deeper. That's all you are getting in the scripture. You are not finding Christ. You are in trouble. Find Christ in the scripture. Hallelujah. You know, the spiritual disease is laziness. That's a spiritual disease. It's laziness. We are very strong running around doing everything except the spiritual things. When we have to do the spiritual things, we are pulling our legs. In Psalms 19:9, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. So the fear of God is not something that you do when you are in church. It's forever. When it is dark, nobody can see you. The fear of God must be the thing that keeps you strong in Christianity. Because when there is light like this in the church, all of us who are Christians, we say amen, hallelujah. And some of us, God gave us tasks. When it is at night, it's a kibelim fan. Which is at night. During the day, hallelujah, that's the Lord. You are even checking in. Checking in. Can you, when you are checking in, you are not checking in to pray. One amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:17. Do not let your heart envy sinners. Hey, Bazalwan. Do not, especially young people, not let your heart envy sinners. You know, when sinners are flowing in their sin, you can envy them. But don't. But be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day, all the day. Not, hey, Bazalwan, check this thing out. The fear of, be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day, all the day, all the day. The whole day, be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if your wife, for instance, knows that you fear God, she will be relaxed. Or if your husband knows that you fear God, she will be relaxed. But if he knows that you don't fear God, every time the number you have dialed is not of you. I wonder, but if you fear God, if they call you, they don't get you, they know that you will try again. Maybe it's the valleys, it's the mountains. Even if they don't get you until you come home, they may not even ask you about your phone. If you fear God. Hallelujah. Now, this fear that I'm talking about is not the fear that, you know, is the same, like, for instance, as the fear that comes from the devil. Like fearing death, fearing pain. This fear is not natural. When we speak of fearing God, this is not a natural fear. It's not a demonic fear. There is a demonic fear that you find in book of 2 Timothy 1:7, where the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. Amen. And 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. So this fear that the Bible is talking about here is the demonic fear. Now, fearing God, it's not the same as these demonic fears. Hallelujah. In Matthew 10:28, the Bible says, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the sword. In other words, don't fear man. Don't fear human beings. Don't fear your boss. Don't fear friends. Because some people, they fear friends more than they fear God. The reason they are in sin is nothing more than my friends. So, the question is then, what is the fear of the Lord? When Moses was confronted with the glorious presence of God in Hebrews 12, 21, the Bible says there, and so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. This is when he was confronted with the glorious presence of God. The words that are close to the fear of God is O-A-W-E. It's reverence. It's, in a way, it's a response to the revelation of God. It's like when you see God, it's like, wow. This fear is that fear of saying, wow. Are you hearing me? It's when you see the glory of God, you tremble at the beauty of His holiness. The fear of God refers to fear or a specific sense of respect, submission, respect, and honor towards God. That is the fear we are talking about, towards God. What you fear is your God. You are supposed to fear God. So whatever you fear becomes your God. Are you hearing me? Whatever you fear becomes your God. I'm supposed to close now. We are going to finish on Wednesday. Whatever you fear becomes your God. Genesis number 31 verse 42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. Did you get that? This is Jacob talking to his father-in-law after he has worked and he was not being paid. So he's talking to the father-in-law when he has repented. Now he's giving him something. He says, unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac. So I'm saying to you, what you fear is your God. So when he says, and the fear of Isaac, he is basically saying, and the God of Isaac. Amen? And the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. Okay, let's jump to verse 53. We're about to pray. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us. And Jacob saw by the fear of his father Isaac. Can you check the scripture? If you don't have the Spirit of God when you read the scriptures, you won't understand. You need the Holy Spirit to understand scriptures. Because it's not the same as Drum Magazine. This is not kickoff. It's the scripture. Hallelujah. And Jacob saw by fear of his father Isaac. So I'm saying to you, what you fear is your God. I want to end it today. I want to end it here this morning. We're going to continue on Wednesday. And it's so nice, Barcelona, if all of you could come on Wednesday so that we continue this series together. But obviously, some, if they can feel itchiness on the ear, just an itchiness in the ear, we will not see you at church. uthomile hape mrute. Let's stand on our feet. What you fear is your God. We are saying the fear of God is God's treasure. It's God's treasure. If you want to experience or to get hold of God's treasure, fear God. Let the fear of God be rekindled in your life. And what you fear is your God. What you fear is your God. Is your fear people's opinions? That is your God. You fear Satan and demons. They are your God if you fear them. Do you fear sicknesses and diseases? If that's what you fear, it becomes your God. Because Jacob says, these things happened because of the fear of Isaac. In other words, of the God of Isaac. He uses fear there instead of the God of Isaac. Do you fear your creditors? Because most of us, we don't tithe because we fear our creditors. If you fear Absa so much, he is your God. If he's a man. But if you fear Stanbic, you fear Standard Bank, you fear little furniture shops, because my TV never got a spoon, he's called Lord. He's called Lord. So you fear these people more than you fear God. Now, when the money comes, end of the month, the person you fear is the one you will give first. I know that amen will not be there because I'm talking to you. Yeah. When it's so hard to say amen, who must know? You know when a person says, amen, hallelujah. In most cases, like vulele kaen, uno vulele baba, yeah, babuche, maruti. But when he's just on, okay, vulele kaen now. Amen. So I'm saying to you, end of the month, if you cannot take 10% and give it to God first, but you are more worried, you are fearing, horrific dia se mudimo aka Absa Shikwembu Shanga Standard Bank will do this, that is your God. Hallelujah. But this morning, God, when he comes by his word, what he is doing is to cause us to repent. The Bible says, no one, if you say you have no sin, you are deceiving yourself, but God is faithful to forgive your sins. Amen? So I want us to repent. Amen? You know, when I say repent, you don't have to tell me. Just repent. Because sometimes people say amen and go and do the same thing they were saying amen. So just repent, even if you don't say amen. Repent in actions. Hallelujah. So let's close our eyes. If you are here this morning, you have heard God's word. You know, you cannot fear God without the Holy Spirit in you. And you cannot have the Spirit of God without having Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So if you are here this morning, you say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to take Jesus this morning. I want to be born again. Lift up your hand where you are. I want to pray with you. Say, I want to be born again. Lift your hand. All our eyes are closed now. Lift up your hand where you are. I want to pray with someone who says, Pastor, I want to be a child of God. I want God to forgive my sins. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray. Come, my sister. Come, my brother. If you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, I want to pray with you. Just come and meet me here. If you say, I want to be born again, come. I want to pray with you. Amen. Amen. So in the absence of people, it means all of you are born again. It's either you are born again or you fear people more than you fear God. It's two things. Amen. But since nobody is coming, I will not stop calling people next time because you did not lift up your hand today. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus for salvation. Amen. We have come to the end of the service today. Amen. I just want to remind you that on the 26th of May, put it in your diaries,